The last two dots, go quickly. Amar lahem ha-memunah baruch u-bracha achas, v'heim baruch u, the memunah, the Skan HaKohanim, told them to make one bracha, and they made that bracha, and then they read the Aseres HaDibro, Shema, v'ayim Shema, v'ayomer, baruch u-esha'am, gimul brachos, emes v'yatsi, v'avodu, v'birkos kohanim, v'shabes, mosifim bracha achas, v'mishmar ha-yotze. Now the Gemara is going to discuss which bracha, that one bracha they said before Kriya Shema. My bracha achas. Kihodr of Abba, of Yosef bar Abba, Iklu lahu asra, bo minayu my bracha achas. They take a ask them this question, which is that one bracha that is referred to? Lohavi biyodai, they didn't know. Vosu shailu l'rav Masna, lohavi biyodai. They asked Rav Masna, he didn't know either. Vosu shailu l'rav Yehuda, omar lahu hochi omar Shmuel, Abba Rabba. The one bracha they made before Kriya Shema was Abba Rabba, that they didn't make Yotzer or, because it really wasn't yet time for Kriya Shema. It was too early. Omer Rav Ziko, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. However, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Ziko said the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that the bracha they made was Yotzer Or. Only that one. Kiyos Rav Yitzel bar Yosef, Omer Hod Rav Ziko, Lav the Teirish Itmar, Ela Michlola Itmar. Right, that which Rav Ziko said the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he never heard directly from Rav Shimon ben Lakish. He only inferred it from something else that Rav Shimon ben Lakish said. The Amr of Zrika, Amr of Ami, Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Zosomeres brachos me'ein ma'ak v'zeze. From here we can infer that the brachos of Kriya Shema aren't ma'ak of one the other. You only said one and didn't say the other, you yotze. And you yotze Kriya Shema. E Amr's b'shloma yotzer or. So now let's see, right, we can now infer from what he said that he held that the bracha that they said was Yotzer Or, right? Otherwise, you couldn't learn this klal from there, why? Bishlam Yotzer Or, Havi Amri, Hainu de bracha, Sein Ma'ak Vesu Azu, the loko Amri Avaraba. If they only said one bracha, Yotzer Or, and they didn't say Avaraba, then what's it called? It seems like they weren't going to say Avaraba. No reason why they couldn't say it then. They didn't say it then. They only said one of the brachas, and that was fine. So from there, we can infer that bracha, Sein Ma'ak Vesu Azu. Ella I Amris Avaraba, but if the bracha they said was Avaraba, and they didn't say Yotzer Or, right? My bracha say Ma'akvazu Azu. Del Mahaidlo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishum Glomotis Man, Yotzer Or. Maybe the time did not yet come where they could say Yotzer Or because it wasn't light. And they were going to say it later. Vichimotis Man, Yotzer Or, Havi Amri. And when the time would come, they'd say it. So in the end, they were going to say both brachas. So how can you infer from here that Ein Brachos Ma'akvazu Azu? If they only said Avaraba, there's no reason why they shouldn't have said Yotzer Or. They just didn't say it because they didn't have time, right? They were too busy with the Avoda. So then there's a raya that the brachos aren't ma'akev. But if they said Avaraba, but they didn't say Yotzer Or, then maybe later we're going to say Yotzer Or. And then they would say all the brachos. So you can infer from this that that's the bracha that they said. They said Yotzer Or, and they didn't say Avaraba. Right, what difference does it make if you infer it or if you heard it beferish? No, if you can only are inferring it from this logic, then you could say the other way. You could say, really, they said, what's it called, Avaraba. The chimotas man Yotzer Or, right, havi amri le. And when the time for Yotzer Or came, they were going to say that too. Ay, umay brachos say ma'akvazu azu. What did he mean when he said we can learn from here that the brachos aren't ma'akiv one the other? Seder brachos. The order of the brachos is ma'akiv. Okay. It would seem, let's see Rashi first. My bracha achas, diktani reisha, ezu min ha-brachos u-omer. Which bracha did he say? La b'therish itmer. Lo shoma mipirish lo kisha omer b'therish, my bracha achas yotzer or. Rav Zrika didn't hear directly from Rish Lakish that he said b'therish, that the bracha that they said was yotzer or. Zoso meres, diktani baruchu bracha achas, bracha sein ma'akvazu azu. Birech es ha'achas, velo birech es ha'shniyah. If you only made one of the two brachas, right, nafka, you're yotze. Miho yidei chovaso, bahisha birech. Yotze, the one that you said, and it's not ma'akvazu, you have to say both of them to be yotze either of them. Ve'ein chader to ma'akev es lomar she'ein zumo elus blozu. We don't say that it's either all or nothing. Either you say both brachas or neither bracha is valid. You don't say that either one by itself is valid for itself. Mehacha shomer ebzrika, the svar leish lakish, tahach bracha achas yotzer orhi. from here Reb Zrika inferred that the one bracha they made was Yotzer Or. I amrish b'shlomo Yotzer Or havi amri v'lo avaraba v'yafagav demotele zimna. Sha'af b'layla roi lomar kol shekein kivin da amri Yotzer Or. Vadi matya zimna. If for sure the time came for both brachas. Because if you can say Yotzer Or already, you surely can say avaraba. Because avaraba you can say even at night. Right, even before daylight. Yotzer Or you can't say till daylight, because it's a sheker. So, if the bracha they made was Yotzer Or, then sure they could have made Avaraba. But because they didn't have time, Bafilu Hachi Lo Amri, Ela Yotzer Or, Vesu Lo Amri La, right? And then they didn't say what's it called Avaraba at all. Hainu Deka Omer, Shma Mino, Bracha Se Matnes Wesu. Because they're only going to say one bracha, and because they were so busy with the Avod, they didn't have time for both brachas. But if you say, Ela Iomras Hach Bracha Deka Amri Avaraba, but if you say the bracha they made was Avaraba, and the reason they didn't say Yotzer Or is because maybe it was too early, right? They were Osik in the Avoda very early, and this wasn't really the time for Kriya Shema, and then and that's why the Gemara says that those who say, well, see, the Rashi says it, Heichish Ma'amino de'en Maklesu Ezu, Dilma Haidlo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishum Kolo Matazim Nehu, Vechimatuz Ma'ne Amri La. Later on, they would say it. So, what's it called? They said both brachas, actually. The Afagav the Karu Inu Kriya Shema Lo Matiz Ma'ne, even though they said Kriya Shema, but it wasn't really Kriya Shema Bizmano. It was too early. Kidamrina bi'alma. Hakori Yishmaim, Anshe Mishmar lo Yotzosh, Anshe Mishmar Magdimen. If you read Kriya Shema together with the Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim, who are part of that shift, right, you're not Yotzei, because they read too early. But they had no other choice, so they said it early. And they said the bracha they could say, which was Avaraba. They didn't say Yotzer Or because it wasn't time yet. And later on, they'd say Yotzer Or. So when they said both brachas. How do you see from here, brachas ein ma'aknes uazu? How do you see the brachas don't, what's it called, by saying one, you're still Yotze? Maybe that's because they were going to say both in the end. The Mara says, and later on there's Rish Maya. The imich lo lamai, if they had time. I don't know, otherwise also the mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. The imich lo lamai, the chi omer le michlola my griusa. So okay, so he inferred it. What's so terrible? Why do you have to tell me he only inferred it, he didn't hear it directly? Must be that because he inferred it, there could be that it's not 100% that way. Ikad di amar la b'theirish itmar. Hashapar motzi le mishma echlola di yotzer or kamre. He conferred it very nicely. What difference does it make if he heard it directly or he inferred it? Mishanina, the Gemara answers, leka le mishma mihocha. No, the inference is not so strong. Vilma la olam eimalach avarava, right? And that which they inferred, that the bracha sonam akiv, doesn't mean that if you only say one, you're yotzei. What it means is if you say them out of order, you Yotze. And that's what we infer from here. And that surely you can infer, because they said Avaraba before they said Yotzer Or, which is the wrong order. Seder brachas. In himti tamuham ucharos. Okay. From here, Lamaisa, from the Maskana of the Gemara, it's Mashma, that what's it called, that only Seder brachas is not ma'akib. The taka the brachas are yama'akib. Right? Just the order of the brachas is not ma'akib, but you have to say both of them. And later on, the Gemara on the Yud Gimel says that if you're reading in the Torah and the time for Kriya Shema comes, if you have Kavana, you Yotze Kriya Shema. That's over there, you're not reading any brachas. So from there, it would seem that the brachas are not ma'akev at all. If you didn't say any of the brachas, it's not ma'akev. So Tosfos says that B'tzibur, the brachas are ma'akev, and if you're reading Kriya Shema alone, the brachas are not ma'akev. Alone, the brachas are not ma'akev Kriya Shema, B'tzibur they are. The Meiri says that there's no reason in the world to make such a difference. It's divrei nevius, no source for such a thing. The Rashba says that the brachas are not ma'akev Kriya Shema, right? You can be yotzei Kriya Shema out the brachas, but the brachas are ma'akev themselves. There's an inyan to go over and say them again just to be yotzei those brachas. And that's where the shaila is. Do you need to say both of them to be yotzei the brachas, or even one, or even out of order, right? But the brachas are not ma'akev Kriya Shema itself. And the Rikurkis learns in the Rambam Taka that, like it seems in the Maskana here, that the brachas are ma'akev Kriya Shema. If you don't say the brachas, or you don't say both of them, you're not yotzei Kriya Shema. But the Seder, if you say them out of order, that's okay. That's not ma'akev. Okay, let's go on. The Korin Aseres HaDibros, and they read the Aseres HaDibros. They used to say the Aseres HaDibros together with Birchos Kriya Shema. Shema v'hoim shamoa v'yomer emes liyatsiv v'odav rikas kohanim. Omer v'yehud omer shmuel. Af b'kvul im dikshu v'kros kain. This is what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. They want to institute that outside the Beis HaMikdash too. That they should read every day in Birchas Kriya Shema Aseres HaDibros.
But they didn't institute it because they already mavakel it, even in the Beis HaMikdash, because of Tarumas HaMinim. The Minim were the early Christians, and they said that the only thing significant about the Torah is the Aseres HaDibros. The other commandments don't apply anymore, and the Ten Commandments apply. I don't know what to do with Shabbos. That's also one of the Aseres HaDibros, but okay. In any case, so in order not to give credence to what they said, if every day we would say Aseres HaDibros as part of our davening, people would say, you see, there's something special about the Aseres HaDibros. Must be the Christians are right. So they're mevatel the saying of the Aseres HaDibros because of Tarumas HaMinim. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rav Nosson Omer, Bigvul and Bikshu Likros came, El Shikvar Bitlum et Ne Tarumas HaMinim. They wanted to institute it even outside the Beis HaMikdash, but then they realized that even in the Beis HaMikdash, they're mevatel it because of Tarumas HaMinim. Rabba Barachana, Sovar Lemikvinu Besura, Rabba Barachana wanted to institute the saying of the Aseres HaDibros in Sura, Omer the Rav Chizdik Kvar Bitlum et Ne Tarumas HaMinim. A neimer sovereign to be inu b'nardo. A neimer wanted to do the same thing in nardo. Omer le Ravashi kvar bitlum tnei tarumus aminim. So that's the maskana of the Gemara, that you don't say aseres hadibros as part of davening. We'll see in one second when you could say it, when you can't say it. Dikshu lekbo aseres hadibros b'kriyishma tnei tarumus aminim shelo yomru la'amei ha'aretz ein shara Torah emes. That they shouldn't be able to turn around and tell people who aren't knowledgeable that the rest of the Torah is not true, just the Aseres HaDibros. The Tedu, and I'll bring you proof from your own rabbis. She'ein korne l'masha omra kodesh baruch hu v'shom pi b'sinai. You see that when every day you only say the Aseres HaDibros as part of your tefillah, right? Aside from Kriyishma, because that's the only thing we heard directly from God, the rest of it Moshe Rabbeinu made up. Haminim akum. Which really is the akum, over here refers to the, according to most people, the early Christians. So the whether you can add and say Aseres HaDibros every day, the Beis Yosef says it's the only Aser to say at the Tzibur. But a Yochid should say, in many Sidurim, the Aseres HaDibros is put before davening, after davening, as long as you're not saying it publicly, right? In other words, with a minion, it's a proper thing to say. The Bach says, in the name of the Marshal, that the only Iser is to say it as part of Kriyishma, to put it into Birchus Kriyishma. But you can say it publicly, even publicly, if it's not in Birchus Kriyishma. And therefore, they say the Marshal used to say the Aseres HaDibros Barabim. The whole Tzibur would say Aseres HaDibros every day before Baruch Shomer. As long as it wasn't in Birchus Kriyishma, it was okay. And we're knowing, like both of them, that we don't say it Barabim, and we don't say it as part of Birchus Kriyishma. But if it's not Barabim, and it's not part of Birchus Kriyishma, you have both Milas, then you can say the Aseres HaDibros. And in fact, in some Sidurim, it says to say the Aseres HaDibros every day after davening. The Bechor Shor wanted to say that Bisman Azeh, we don't have any more early Christians who would say this, and there's no more Tarumas HaMinim, and therefore it's okay even to say it Barabim and in part of Birchus Kriyishma, but the Rashba Lamaisa says the Thayer is not like that. Based on this Gemara, the Rambam has a tshuva that you're not allowed to stand when they read the Aseres HaDibros in Shul, because it would give that same credence, that the Aseres HaDibros are more important than the rest of the Torah. So because of Tarumas HaMinim, the same reason why you don't say it as part of Birchus Kriyishma Barabim is the same reason the Rambam says, well, you're not allowed to stand specifically. If you don't stand for the whole laning, you should not stand specifically for Aseres HaDibros. The Chidah, on the other hand, says that it's okay. The Marash Abuach says it's okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva to answer or to explain those that hold it's okay. The Chora, what's it called, whatever with the Rambam. So they would hold that you're not standing because it's more important than everything else. You're standing because that's the way that it was given. You want to stand up because it's like you're getting the Aseres HaDibros now, and the whole people of Ayisyatzvu, Batakdisahar, or Shiras Hayam, they said standing up. So it's not to imply that it's more important. It's just you're standing because you want to reenact, relive how it was done there. However, there are other poskim, Yosef and others, who say that if the Chidah and these other Achronim would have seen the tshuva of the Rambam, they never saw the tshuva of the Rambam. Had they seen that the Rambam himself in the tshuva said b'feirush that it's aser, they never would have said what they said. And therefore, halachically, it's much better to be choshish for this Rambam and not to stand specifically for the Aseres HaDibros. What they say is, if you want to be mekayim that minik of standing for the Aseres HaDibros, then you should stand up a few psukim before, so you show that it's not the Aseres HaDibros alone that you stand up for, the rest of the Torah too. If you stand for the laning, no problem. But if you don't stand for the rest of the laning, then in order to be choshish for this Rambam, it's Beferish or Rambam. Right? There's no other Rishon who says differently. It's only Achronim who say differently. Then it's better to stand up from the beginning of the Aliyah, at least, or the Aliyah before, to show that it's not just the Aseres HaDibros that you're standing for. Okay. Go on. Uveshabbos mosifin bracha achas l'mishmar hayotzei. On Shabbos, when the shifts in the Beis Hamikdash change, so when they added another bracha to the shift that was leaving. The shift that was coming in gave a bracha to the shift that was leaving. My bracha achas, what is that bracha? Amar Reb Chelbo mishmar hayotzei omer l'mishmar hanichnas, mi sheshichei neshmo b'bayis hazeh, hu yashkin b'neichem av avi'ach v'sholem v'reyus. The one who... rested his name in this house, should rest peace and love and friendship between you. And so somebody says that this was before they made the pious. How did they decide who made the avodah, who started the avodah, which kohen? Everybody wanted to do the avodah. So in the beginning, they had a race up the kevesh, and whichever kohen got there first, he was the first one, and then afterwards he would pick the people who would, do the avodah after that. So they said that usually ended not so good, right? The people racing up the kevesh, one time one guy got his leg broken or arm broken, another time one guy killed another guy because he was getting ahead of him. So it was prone to a lot of danger. So they gave a bracha that you should be friendship, especially to make this race. Later on, after they saw that it's coming to Sakana, they made a pious. They all stood around. The Mamuna would pick the hat off one of them, start with him, and they would pick an arbitrary number that nobody knew, and everybody put out their finger, and they make the number around, and whoever came out on, he was the first one. And this way there was no races and no problems. Tosfos asks over here, right, what kind of bracha is this? There's no Shemu Malchus, not Baruch Atah Hashem, and any bracha doesn't have Shemu Malchus, not a bracha. So what's it mean they made a bracha? So basically the Mishnah Berurah says that any time, the halacha is, you have to answer amen to a bracha. And he says, it's not only a bracha with Shemu Malchus, but if somebody gives you a bracha, you should be well. You should answer amen. Now, it's an inyan to answer amen to any bracha that you get. Bracha not meaning a halachic bracha, a baruch atah Hashem, but any bracha, any well-wishing is also called a bracha. So it could be that's the idea over here, why it's called a bracha. It's not a bracha of Shemu Malchus, it's a bracha of well-wishing, which for that you also answer amen. Okay, let's go on. Makom she'amru laharich, where the bracha is supposed to be long, you don't make it short. Where it's short, you don't make it long. And since later on, this Gemara is going to bring in the birch brachas of Kriyishma, that's why this inyan is here. Okay, because on the surface, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with what we're learning. Gemara says this, Pshita, hecha de kanokit kasa de chamri. You pick up a kos of wine, the yadin. You thought it was beer. Okay? You thought you're holding a cup of beer, and it's really wine. And when you made the bracha, you started the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you thought you were making, what's it called, the shahakol. That's what you thought you were going to end. And then you look in the cup, and you see it's wine. The siyam b'dechamra, and you ended Bari Pri Agafet. So when you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, your intention was to finish off Shakol Ne'avidvara. Before you had a chance to finish off, you notice your mistake, and you ended off Bari Priyagotha. That's how Rashi learns the Sukkot. Yotze. That's for sure you're Yotze. Because even if you would finish off Shakol Ne'avidvara, you'd still be Yotze. Because if you make a Shakol on wine, you're Yotze too. So Manavshach, whatever you did, if you finished off the mistake, and surely if you fixed it up, you're Yotze. Because no matter what, B'di'evah, you're Yotze with that bracha. Even if you ended shakol, you're yotze. The hasnan al kulam imomer shakol nevdvaro yotze. On everything, if by mistake you made shakol, you're yotze. Elahecha the konokit kisa the shichra biyode. The opposite case. You're holding a cup of beer, and really you should make a shakol. Ukesover the chamra, and you thought that it was wine. So when you made pasach ubirach adaiti the chamra. And when you made the bracha, you had in mind, when you said Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you had in mind that you're making a Bari Pri Agafet. The Siya and the Shikra, and then you realize your mistake before you finished, and you ended Shakol Ne'avidvaro. Now, had you finished Bari Pri Agafet, you wouldn't be Yotze. Can't make a Bari Pri Agafet on beer. But you finished right, but when you started, you had the wrong Kavana. So my, Basar Iker Bracha Hazlina, or Basar Chasim Hazlina. do we go basa the Iker bracha, which means the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shemu Malchus, that's the Iker part of the bracha. And the Nela, when you said Shemu Malchus, you had in mind the wrong bracha, so you're not Yotzik. Or no, we go after the Chasima. And when you finished, right, you said the right bracha. So do we go after the end of the bracha, even though that's not the Iker of the bracha, but you might say you ended it right? Or do we go after the Iker bracha, and there you had Kavana the wrong way? Toshma. Shachris, Pasav, B'yotzer, Or, V'siyim, B'marav, Aravim, Lo Yotzer. Now the Gemara thinks that it's the same case. That you're talking about where you had in mind to say Yotzer, Or, but you finished, Mariv, Aravim, Lo Yotzer. Pasav, B'mariv, Aravim, V'siyim, B'yotzer, Or, Yotzer. In the morning, however, if you started, when you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, this is the way the Gemara thinks it's now, according to Rashi. You had in mind to say Hamariv Aravim, right? When you said Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but then you ended up Yotzer Or, you then said the right thing, you continued on properly, then you Yotzer. Arvis, Pasav, B'Mariv Aravim, the same Yotzer Or. If by Mariv you had in mind to say Mariv Aravim, but you Taka said Yotzer Or, Lo Yotzer. Pasav, B'Yotzer Or, the same B'Mariv Aravim, Yotzer. Klolo Shel Dovra, Kol Holich Achra Chosam. It depends what you actually said in the end. So the Chor over here, what's it called? You see that the main thing is what you finished. So if you took a cup of wine and you had in mind to make a shahako, but you finished off Bari Pragoth and you should be Yotze. Or it says, no, Shani Hosan. There is different than the case of the wine. The Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer Hama Oros. Because over there in the end, Lamaisa, you said the second part of the bracha. There's a bracha Rucha. That's a bracha, there's a chasima. So it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hama Oros. Since that part you said, full, okay, that's good enough. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha l'Rav d'Omer kol bracha shein baskoras Hashem in a bracha." So you said a full bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hamaoros. That's according to Rav, who says that the only thing that makes a bracha into a bracha is Shem Hashem, Atah Hashem, and that's called a bracha. And therefore, even though the first bracha, the beginning of the bracha, wasn't good because you had in mind to say Amariv Aravim, even though you continued on with Yotzer Or. Right, but Lamaisa, the end bracha is fine. There's two brachas there, and the end bracha was completely good. Right, but Elul Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Kol Bracha Shein Bo Malchus Eino Bracha Ma'ikal Neimer. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that end bracha is not a full bracha because it doesn't have the din of a bracha because it doesn't have Malchus. You have to say Hashem Melech HaOlam at least. So, and you didn't say Melech HaOlam in that second chasima. All you said is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros. So that can't be a reason why you should be Yotzei, because you said a full bracha the right way. You didn't say a full bracha. Elakiva de Omer Rabba Barula, Kidei Lahaskar Midas Yom Balaila, Umidas Laila Biyom, Kika Omer Bracha Umalchus Meikara Tarvayu Ka Omer. Now, so there's a little different. Why? Since these brachas, you're supposed to mention night in the day, and you're supposed to mention day at night. There's an inyan to mention both of them at both times. So when you started the bracha, even though you had in mind to say Hamariv Aravim in the morning, but you also had in mind to say Yotzer Hamaoros, because whenever you say Hamariv Aravim, you also mention the day. So it's not that your mind was completely off what the bracha was. Your mind was also on saying daytime too, except you got mixed up. You thought you're saying daytime because it's night, but you had to say daytime too. Therefore, it's different. But Masha'en came by the cup of wine. There you only had in mind to say Bari Priyagotha, not Shakur. Tosh Mami Seifa. So let's bring a raya to this Arshaila from the Seifa. Klolo Shalover. In the Seifa, it sums it up and says the rule is Hakol Halech Achar Achosum. Klolo Shalover Lasuye Mai. What's that cloud? If it's only coming to tell me what the halacha had said, I don't need a cloud. The cloud must come to tell me that even where this doesn't apply, you always go after how you finish. That's our case, where you finished Bari Priyagoth, and even though when you started, it was only, you had in mind Shakol Neva Dvora. You had in mind, even though you had in mind, what's it called, Bari Priyagoth in the beginning, but since you finished Shakol Neva Dvora, right, no, just the opposite. Yeah, what's it called, then you don't, no, you, yeah, that's right, right. Since you finished Shakol Neva Dvora, you yotze on the beer. Lo, someone says no. Lasuya Nahama the Tamra. Okay, let's hold off over here and we'll see in the end. Okay, in any case, that's the Shaila, and the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya, and the Raya is no good. Let's see Rashi. Pasad b'de Shikra, the Sim b'de Chamra. Tchilas ha-bracha Omer al-Nash Shahakol. When you said the Shemu Malchus, you had in mind you were going to say Shahakul. The Kivin Shigil, a Melech HaOlam, Nisker Shu Yayim. When you got to Melech HaOlam, you remember that it was Yayim. Go Omer Priyagothen, and you ended off Bori Priyagothen. Pshita Londi Yotze, that for sure you Yotze. Go Ha'afilu Siyim Kola Brocha, Kedash Psychosa, Go Omer Shakol Yotze Al Yayim. Because even if you finished off with your mistake, you're still Yotze, because even if you made a Shahakol on wine, you're Yotze. Ela Komi Boyalon, the opposite case is the problem. Posach Adaita the Chamra. You started the bracha on wine with the intention of making a Bori Priyagothen. When you said Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you had in mind that you're going to say Bori Priyagothen. And you have a beer. And if you would have said that, you wouldn't be Yotzei. Today, L'sayim Bori Priyagothen. Shigiel Melech HaOlam, when you finish saying Melech HaOlam, Nisker Shu Sheikher. You remember that it was beer. L'siyim Shakol. And then you finish Shahakol. So now what's the Shaila? Had you finished Bori Priyagothen, you wouldn't be Yotzei. But you finish Shahakol. But you said, you thought Bori Priyagof when you said Shema Malchus. So, Basar Iker Bracha Zlinen, the Iker Bracha Daiti Diyayin Emra, the Iker Bracha, which is Shema Malchus, you said with the intention of wine, the Havi Kamosha Siyim Diyayin, your intention was the wrong intention. The Ein Birchas Hayayin Motziya Yidei Birchas Shecher. And if you would have said Bori Priyagofen on beer, you're not Yotze. Shein HaShecher Min HaGefen. Shecher doesn't come from the Gefen. Pasach b'yotzer or, kolomer, adayte de lemer yotzer or. The siyim b'mariv arovin, kishomer melech ha'olam nisker, the siyim asher b'dvaro mariv arovin. So what's the shani hosom, kolomer, dilma psicha in a klum. V'hodik tani yotzer lefi shechoser v'chosim bo v'borach yotzer ma'oros. Maybe really the beginning doesn't count. But here there's an end. There's an end bracha. For that reason you yotzer. V'al yidei chasimosa kolomer di yotzer. Ela shahakol she'en chosim bo v'borach. But a short bracha where there is no chasima, there's just the original baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That you messed up, so maybe you're not yotzeh. Ma'ikal ha'meimer hechi nafik mishum chasimasa ein malchus bechasimasa. Now you can't say that only according to the man d'yomer who says that a bracha only needs shem Hashem. But according to the one who says a bracha to be considered a bracha has to have shem umalchus. You don't end off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer HaMa'oros, just Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros. So that can't be the bracha that you're Yotzer because of that. Elokim and the Omer. Elolot Teima Mishum Chasimasa Yotzer. Elo Psichasa Nomi Ma'al Yosef. Velo Tifshot Mino Lechamra V'Shechra. Over there, even the beginning is okay. The Legabi Birchos Arvis V'Shachris, who the Motzi Lememer Dechipasa Bezu V'Siyim Bezu Yotzer. There, even if you had in mind to say Amari Varovim in the morning, or vice versa, still, that's called good intention. Why? To haki posa b'shachros adayti l'amari varovim, have adayti lad kuri bo midas hayom. In saying Amari Varovim, you also have to mention the day. So you had day into mind too. Belayla, kagon golil or. V'chiposach arvis adayti l'yotzer or, have adayti lad kuri bo midas layla, kagon uborech osha. Hilchach adayti l'tavayu have you. Therefore, even though you had in mind the wrong bracha, but that wrong bracha included the right words too. So therefore you yotzei. But over here, not. Right? Lav basu yehode amron kon shichur v'chamra. Doesn't that klal come to tell me this halacha of our shayla? And Mara says, no, it comes to tell me something else, which we'll get to in a second. Okay, so that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that the shayla of the Gemara is that you had in mind the wrong bracha when you started the bracha, but you actually said the right bracha at the end. Tosus asks, Mitzvah Saint Slichas Kavana. Right? We hold that a mitzvah doesn't need Kavana. And therefore, just because you have the wrong Kavana, what does that hurt? So what? You didn't say anything wrong. You said it right. You had the wrong Kavana. Who cares? So they say a few different terutz. One is that when does Mitzvah Saint Slichas Kavana, if it's actually passive, you don't have Kavana. But if you have the wrong Kavana, you have Kavana Misnagedes, then even the one who says Mitzvah Saint Slichas Kavana holds that you're not Yotze. Here it's not just you didn't have kavana to say Bori Priyagothen or to say Shahakol. You had negative kavana. That's worse. That's one teretz, they say. Another teretz, they say, is that, what's it called? That by mitzvahs, what's it called, that are only dibur, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, mitzvahs that are only dibur, their mitzvahs srichas kavana. It's only by mitzvahs of maisa that we say mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. So those are two answers, what's it called, to this shaila, what is kavana going to hurt lechor ein mitzvus ein tzriches kavana. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. The Arif has a different gears in the Gemara. He doesn't have a daite, right? And he says the shaila is like this. You said both things. You said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, sha'akol nivvaro bori pri agata. Okay. Now, the shaila is, according to the way the Rif learns, that you made the wrong bracha first. Okay. When you finished off to begin with, right, you made a bori pri agata on the beer. You said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, bori pri agata, sha'akol nivvaro. Okay. So shaila is, do you go after the first thing he said, or do you go after the last thing he said? Now, the Magen Avraham says that if it's Tochidei Dibur, you said, Bori Pri Agafen, Shakol Nibidvaro, immediately. Then we have a cloud. Tochidei Dibur is Kedibur. So, of course, you can fix up what you messed up if it's Tochidei Dibur, if it's immediate, right? The time it says to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay. So, the Magen Avraham says, the Shail over here is that you didn't say Tochidei Dibur. You said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bori Pri Agafen, and beer. And then a few seconds later, you realize you said, Shakol Nibidvaro. So the Shaila is, can you fix up what you messed up, even though it's not Tokedei Dibur? That's how the Magen Avraham learns the Rif. The Gra says that the Shaila is only Tokedei Dibur. If it was after Tokedei, there was no Shaila. You're not Yotze. It's only Tokedei. I said, what's the Shaila then? Right? If it's Tokedei Dibur, we have a cloud. Tokedei Dibur is Kedibur. So the Farshim explained that the Gra held that the Shaila was, by Kodshim, you don't say Tokedei Dibur Kedibur. There are certain exceptions to Tokedei Dibur. And the Shaila is, maybe Brachos are considered like Kodshim. And therefore, you don't say Tokedei Dibur Kedibur by Brachos. And that was the Shaila, that's the Shaila according to the Rif. But if you was after Tokedei Dibur according to the Gra, there's no Shaila at all. That's how the Rif learns the Shaila. You said two things, the first one the wrong one, the second one the right one. The question is, does the right one fix up the wrong one? The Rashba brings down the Gaonim, who say mamish the opposite. They say, again, the Shaila is Tokedei Dibur, and that's for sure. That if you said the wrong one and the right one, and you said it Tokedei Dibur, is no Shaila, it's good. Tokedei Dibur is Kedibur. If you corrected what you made the mistake right away, it's considered a correction. The Shaila is the other way. You said the right one first, and then the wrong one. Do we say Tokedei Dibur only can help you, or Tokedei Dibur can even hurt you? So since you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, right, you said, what's it called, Shakol Nivadvaro, so you're finished. Ah, you added on then Tokedei Dibur, Bori Pri Agafen, and it's beer, that doesn't hurt anything. You finished the bracha already. Tokedei Dibur can only help you, it can't hurt you. So that's one part of the Shaila, or no, Tokedei Dibur can even hurt you, right? The Shaila being, what's Tokedei Dibur mean? Tokedei Dibur is you said both of them, right? Or Tokedei Dibur is that the second one takes away the first one. If it takes away, then it could even hurt you. But if it's as if you said both, so you said the right one, what's it not mean? If you said something else after that, that's wrong. Who cares? You said the right bracha, bracha to Hashem, okay, not shakol nivvaro, finish. Now you added on something else, so what? Doesn't hurt. But if the idea is that the second one erases the first one, then you only said bori pri agafen, so it could hurt also. Okay. And that's how the Rif learns. The Rambam has even a more difficult way of learning this sugya. He says what happens is you said the wrong bracha. You made a bori pri agafen completely, what's it called, on, this is the way the Rikurkus at least learns the Rambam. Not everybody learns the Rambam like this, right? You had kavana to say shahako, but you ended bori pri agafen. Okay? So when you said the Shemu Malchus, you had the right kavana, but you ended the wrong thing. That's the Shaila. Since when you said Shemu Malchus, you had the right bracha in mind, you're Yotze. Even though you said Bori Pri Agafen. Or no, since you said Bori Pri Agafen, you're not Yotze. That's the way the Rambam learns. Very difficult Rambam. According to that. Okay, let's go on. Okay. Yeah, that's what the Rambam Saka says. Okay, let's go on. Shmura says, so the cloud that you always go after the Chasima, doesn't that come to tell me that in our case, where you had in mind one thing, or you started with one thing, and you finished with something else, each one according to their pshat, that the main thing is what you finished with? Samara says, no. It's talking about a different case completely. Lasui hoda amrin lo lasui nahama utamri. Bread and dates. Hechidami, what's the pshat? Ilei medochel nahama v'kesover tamrei ochel. If you're telling me a case where you ate bread and you thought it was dates. Uposach hadaiti the tamrei, and you made, they made the brach achrona. Here it's possible to talk about the end brach. And you intended to say, what's it called, a main sholosh. You intended to say al-ha-eitz. And instead of benching, and the sea of the hammer, and you ended with benching, hainu bayim, that's our shayla. It's exactly the shayla we have. But sricha k'gon the ochel tamrei, the kesover nahama. You ate dates, and you thought it was bread. Uposak b'dahama, and you intended to bench, right, hazonis hakol. The sea of the tamrei, and in the end, you, what's it called, you said bracha achas mein sholosh. You said Allah eats. Yotze. Why? Because there, it's like the first shiloh we had, which we said was clear. Here, the Dievid, if you had finished benching, you would have been yotze for the dates too. My time, the tamri nomi mezen zayni, because dates also give, what's it called, nourishment, and hazonis hakol refers to dates too. And even if you didn't say any of the other brachas, so it's not me'ein shalosh, but you said, hazon is hakol, that's a good brach achrona for what's it called, for dates. Okay. Rashi. Hainu bayin, toha birkas atmorim al ha'etz, v'al pri ha'etz. Eina ola la birkas alechem. Right? If you had said, that's our shayla. Right? If it comes to tell me that case, where you ate bread, but you thought it was dates, and when you made the, what's it called, the brach achrona, you had in mind to say al ha'etz, then that's the same shayla we have. And if that shayla is answered, then our shayla is answered. Because if you had said, al ha'etz on bread, you're not yotze. The iba ha pashat, it taught, akol holich echer chosum, brachos, hu adin lechamra v'shichra. So Mar says, no, it's the opposite case. Okay. Halacha-wise, the rith, paskins lekula, that suffic brachos lehakel, and the re, what's it called over here in Tosfos, paskins lechumra, okay? And they ask, why is it lechumra? Suffic brachos lehakel, right? In other words, if you made this the shayla, the Gemara never answered the shayla. Gemara never brought a raya one way or the other. If you intend to make the bracha on beer of wine, but you end off with what's it called, with shahako, what's the halacha? Do you have to make another bracha or not? So like here, again, the rif, paskins, lakula, you don't make another bracha. Sofik brachas v'hakam. And the ri holds the chumra, you have to make another bracha. So they ask, why, what's the pshat in the ri? So the Magen Avraham says, because we paskin mitzvah srichas kavana. And therefore, this shayla was only according to the man, the Yomar says, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. But if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, then for sure you have to make another bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when it comes to birchas and ahenim, that cloud of mitzvah, of brachas, sofik brachas lahakil, is only where it's a bracha of a mitzvah or other kinds of brachas, but not birchas anehenen. Because birchas anehenen, aside from the fact that you have to make a bracha, there's also an iser to eat without a bracha. So if you're not sure if you made the bracha or not, then you shouldn't be allowed to eat. It's also to eat. And since you have to want to eat, so we don't say it's a bracha levatala because you want to eat. And you can't eat without a bracha, so you can make the bracha again. So by birchas anehenen, we don't say sofik brachas lahakel. The Pnei Yeshua also says like that. That what's it called? He says for another reason too. That because brachos we learn from a svara. If you have to make a bracha after you eat, surely before you eat. And svara is a daraisa. Brachas birchas of the hen, he says a daraisa. And therefore sofik brachas is not lahakel when it comes to birchas of the hen. Another reason the Pnei Yeshua says we only say sofik drabon and lekula when it involves bother or expense. Right, then we say you can be maker. But if there's no bother, there's no expense, just means saying another bracha over, then we don't say sofik terabon lekula, there we say sofik terabon lechumra. And the Bach says, since it's a bayit delish, it's not a real sofik. It's a sofik in halacha, then we don't say sofik brachas lahakel, but in only when you have a sofik, whether you made the bracha or not. The sofik's in you. But the sofik's in the halacha, there we don't say sofik brachas lahakel, there we say, the nice of halacha is not like any of these. The halacha is that in all situations, even by birchas anehenin, we say sofik brachas lahakel. But this is a shita to explain the re, why over here we are machmer, right? Some hold that because by birchas anehenin, we don't say that cloud sofik brachas lahakel. L'maisa l'halacha, it's not true. We do say sofik brachas lahakel even by by Birchas Sanhedrin. Okay. One more thing here, and if I'm trying to go on, we'll continue on tomorrow with this. But this halacha that if you made an if you benched instead of al ha'etz, that you yotze, okay. Here there are different opinions. What you yotze, what you can be yotze on with benching instead of al ha'etz. Some say that Tosus over here brings down, if you said Bori Pri Ha'etz instead of Bori Pri Ha'gothen, what's it called? Leave that Tosus. What's it called? Now this thing, some say it only applies to dates, and sometimes some say it applies to anything, any Shiva Saminim, that you should have to make an Ala Michya or an Ala Eitz, right? If you benched instead, you Yotze. And others hold that only applies to what's it called, to Tamarim, because they are Mazin and Masid. They have both aspects of bread, dates, but the other things don't have both aspects, and therefore you're not Yotze if you bench and don't say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. And some say they're all pears. The Meiri says all pears. Eat apples. If you bench, you Yotze, because they're also called Mazon, right? And some say that aside from Tamarim, Yayin also has that law. If you benched on wine, also Yotze. So three different sheetahs. One holds any food, or one of three. One holds any food except for salt and water. If you bench, b'dieved you Yotze. Some say only Shiva Saminim. Some say only Tamarim and Yayin. And some say only Tamarim, that this halacha only applies if you bench by mistake. For tomorrow, you'll say for nothing else.